The following is a production of Vanderbilt's Owen Graduate School of Management. For more information about Owen, please visit owen.vanderbilt.edu.
This is Rob Simbeck for the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management. I'm here today to talk about options trading with Dr. Robert Whaley, Valera Blair Potter Professor of Management and an expert in the field of derivative securities. There are plenty of ways to lose money in the stock market, but few are quicker or easier than options trading. Most brokers tell those of us who aren't high rollers with plenty of experience to steer clear of them altogether. Dr. Whaley has been studying a phenomenon that adds one more good reason why. He and two colleagues looked at what goes on before ex-dividend day, a sort of witching hour that changes the rules just long enough for traders who know what they're doing to run the table on those who don't. Dr. Whaley, set the stage for us, if you would, with an overview of what stock options are and how they're traded.
Sure. The stock options are claims on an individual common stock. A call option represents the right to buy at a fixed price within a fixed period of time. A put option, the right to sell. In this particular study, the phenomenon focuses in on call options and their behavior around days in which stocks go ex-dividend. That is, the stock price drops by the amount of the cash dividend.
How did you put the study together, and what did you find?
This has been an area of interest for me since the early 80s. One of my first academic publications has to do with exactly this type of behavior. In that initial study, I show how you should value options under that particular framework. The intuition for the problem is this. A call option is the right to buy the underlying stock. Normally, you wouldn't want to exercise a call before expiration. However, in this particular case, the stock price is going to drop overnight by the amount of the cash dividend. For options that are deep in the money, it could be advantageous for people to exercise their call options before the stock price drop. If they don't, they're implicitly forfeiting the amount of the dividend. Dividends for some firms, like Altria, for example, are as much as 75 cents or more. On an option whose value might be a few dollars, that's a significant drop in value.
Now, there are apparently two kinds of people who go into these things, those who really know what they're doing and those who really don't. How do they line up, and who takes advantage of the situation and how?
Well, I think everyone to some degree has some knowledge over options, and stock options are largely a retail product. They're aimed at individuals like you and me. And the way I trade them, for example, is I'll see some news about Apple or Microsoft, and I'll decide I want to buy a call option because I believe in the short run. In the short run, the stock price is going to go up, and hence the call option price is going to go up. I quite frankly don't monitor any of the dividend payments. I'm in there to get a lot of price action, and I just largely ignore them because I don't want to monitor that level of detail. What would be better for me is if I monitored this stuff and I would in fact get out of my option position just prior to the dividend being paid, I let the stock price drop, and then re-enter my option position at a lower price. That would be the most rational thing for me to do, but I just ignore that opportunity. So I don't consider myself unsophisticated in options valuation, but it's clear the monitoring costs there are too high for me, and so I just don't pay much attention to it. But I am implicitly forfeiting the dividend when I take such an action.
And there are people who know how to take advantage of the fact that you'll let it alone, so tell
right.
us about them.
The person on the other side of my option trade, if I bought that call option, is someone that sold it. And that might be another retail customer, for example. And what happens is when I fail to exercise, somebody on the other side who is short the option sees the drop in option price and profits by the amount of the dividend. What's happening now is market makers are stepping in and buying and selling huge quantities of options on these days. They're exercising the ones they purchased. They're not doing anything with the ones they sold, and because the assignment of the exercises to the short positions is random, the market makers are taking all of the money that once belonged to the person who originally sold the option to me.
Now, this is a perfectly legal maneuver.
It is.
And it's encouraged to some degree by the way some of the exchanges are set up.
That's exactly right. In fact, the behavior is actually increasing. This game has gone on for 20 years. I remember talking to a student at the University of Chicago who happened to make markets in stock options and was telling me exactly how it's done. But back in that era, they got charged fees that were on a per contract basis. So it wasn't as profitable for the market makers to take advantage of the opportunity. What certain exchanges have done, particularly the Philadelphia Exchange and the Pacific Exchange, is they've capped fees. So whether I trade 1,000 contracts or whether I trade 100,000 contracts, the maximum fee I pay on that trade as a market maker is $1,000. Tremendous economic incentive to go in there and trade great quantities. It's of no risk to me, so I'm buying and selling the same quantity of options. And because I have such a presence in the marketplace by having 100,000 contracts open, I will collect all the money. And that person that was long or short 10 or was short 10 contracts is not going to be allowed that opportunity.
So how do you look at this ethically, just the ramifications of it?
Well, it's an odd one. I mean, to some degree, I believe the behavior could be described as unethical because market makers are the ones that are supposed to be providing us with liquidity in the marketplace. So if I want to buy or I want to sell, they're standing on the trading floor or in front of their PC and facilitating those trades by allowing me to buy at the ask and sell it to bid. So they're the people that whose role is to provide liquidity. At the same time, to retail customers, at the same time, they're taking advantage of an irrationality by retail customers by stepping in and pulling these profits away from other people, other retail customers that have short sold. So to that degree, I think there's a bit of a conflict of interest going on here could be viewed by many as being unethical.
What, if anything, would you like to see happen?
Well, there are a couple of things that I think would be valuable here. One would be to educate customers a little bit better on the mechanics of option trading. It's still not going to be something I'm going to monitor, these dividend payments, but I think there are a lot of retail customers that don't know what happens when a dividend is being paid, and brokers could be more proactive in educating their customers. For example, they could easily email a customer and saying your option is in the region where you should exercise it. And if you want to stay in a position, exercise it today and buy it again tomorrow. That would be in your best interest. So that would be a small matter. You could do something electronically to send out those sorts of bulletins. So I think that's one thing that could be done. Another is exchanges might think a little bit more deeply about whether they want to promote this type of behavior by market makers. An important attribute of markets, which can't be understated, is market integrity. These markets must be viewed as fair, and to the extent that they're perceived as not being fair, that works against the efficiency of markets.
And the best thing you can do is someone going in?
Yeah, best thing you can do, keep your fingers crossed.
Thank you very much, Dr. Whaley. For the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School of Management, this is Rob Simbeck. The faculty of the Vanderbilt Owen Graduate School offer timely, relevant business insights and advice through Owen Intelligence. To subscribe or view past issues, visit owen.vanderbilt.edu.